Welcome to the Interpreter Foundation podcast. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. Our discussion topic for this podcast is whether or not there is progression from one kingdom to another in the afterlife. Before we begin, we want you to know the Interpreter Foundation supports the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints through scholarship. We make the latest and best scholarship available to you in podcasts, radio shows, journals, books, seminars, films, and scripture roundtables. Please check out everything Interpreter has to offer at interpreterfoundation.org. If you like this podcast, please tell your friends about it and give us a 5-star review. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Casts, Libsyn, and many other apps. Because the Interpreter Foundation is not owned or controlled by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the comments we make are solely our own responsibility and the responsibility of the Interpreter Foundation. Now for our podcast topic. Is there progression from one kingdom to another? That's a topic that occasionally is brought up, but not as much as it used to be. And here again, the outcome, what you believe, is different depending on which general authority you look at or cite. What that means is that this is really an unresolved question. Belief in progression between kingdoms is something that the church has never at any point in time had an absolute, specific, definite, official doctrine on. But here's sort of the breakdown of which general authorities have believed which way and which have believed another way. Those that believed in the possibility or in progression between kingdoms included Brigham Young, who, although he taught that individuals would inherit a specific kingdom if they didn't qualify for the celestial kingdom, he also said that they would, if, quote, they would eventually have the privilege of proving themselves worthy and advancing to a celestial kingdom, but it would be a slow progress, close quote. So Brigham Young, very specific in stating that if someone proved themselves worthy, they could advance to the celestial kingdom. Wilford Woodruff has a journal entry of August 5th of 1855. Which indicates that there's a possibility of progressing from one kingdom to another. The apostle and noted author James Talmage, in his influential work, The Articles of Faith, wrote, quote, "It is reasonable to believe, in the absence of direct revelation by which alone absolute knowledge of the matter could be acquired, that in accordance with God's plan of eternal progression, advancement from grade to grade within any kingdom and from kingdom to kingdom will be provided for." Fascinating. That is also a pretty specific statement indicating by the general authority that there would be progression from kingdom to kingdom in the next life. Joseph F. Smith, in his earlier tenure, had this view, quote, "Once a person enters into one of those glories, there will be eternal progress in each line of each of these particular glories, but the privilege of passing from one to another, though this may be possible for especially gifted and faithful characters, is not generally provided for. close quote. His phrase here, though this may be possible, suggests that at one point he might have been open to the subject. If you look at him later on in life, to be perfectly fair, he had a different point of view. You can take a look at the Improvement Era article on this point from 1910. Lorenzo Snow had this interesting couplet, of course, that we all know as man is now, God once was, as God is now, man may be, close quote. This, of course, suggests that we can all eventually progress, even if at different stages, to become like God is now. And God being a celestial kingdom, this suggests that perhaps everyone, even at a different pace through a different kingdom, might eventually have the ability to get to the celestial kingdom. Lorenzo Snow was one who did not believe in going from kingdom to kingdom, and neither did Joseph Fielding Smith, not to be confused with Joseph F. Smith. Joseph Fielding Smith strongly opposed the idea, and he did it based on fairness. It wasn't fair for some to get to the celestial kingdom based on doing what the gospel suggests, and for others to just simply, while ignoring what the gospel suggests, be able to do it later. However, there's this wonderful parable of Jesus who talks about a man who hires laborers in the field, and he pays those who first agree to labor in the morning the same as he does those who come along later and agree to work. And he also pays those who come at the very last the same wage, suggesting that even though people whined and complained about the different payment, Jesus himself said that, did you not agree to this? Did not everyone agree to the wages that they obtained? Stating that, why would you agree if some, why would you complain if someone else got into the celestial kingdom if you yourself are there? If they merit it, why would that be a problem? The one person who was decidedly against this idea, vehemently against it, was Bruce R. McConkie. He said this idea of moving from one kingdom to another in the next life was, quote, worse than false and, quote, evil and pernicious. He just didn't like it. He even gave a speech on June 1st of 1980 called The Seven Deadly Heresies. And one of those heresies was the idea that a person could advance from kingdom to kingdom. He just did not like that idea. There are a number of Dahlonoaks. Before we leave the discussion, we should talk about Dahlonoaks and President Spencer W. Kimball. Spencer W. Kimball and the Miracle of Forgiveness, beginning on page 246, seems to indicate that people cannot advance from one kingdom to another. Dahlonoaks has, in some recent statements, particularly in October conference of 2023, indicated the idea that the eventual placement in the celestial, terrestrial, or telestial kingdom is not determined by chance and is probably, this is sort of a paraphrase, this is their best place for improvement. And although he didn't explicitly say that those who were there couldn't progress from kingdom to kingdom, he seemed to indicate that the best way to progress is in the kingdom to which you are assigned. The bottom line about this interesting and in a way inflammatory issue is that there really is no official doctrine. There is nothing that has ever been canonized in the church on the subject. And because of that, if someone brings it up, you're now armed with all the information on both sides of the topic. But keep in mind that there is no definitive answer, none whatsoever. And that the focus of the church, no matter which position you tend to take on this, is that this life is the time to prepare to meet God, and that we are to do our best and not procrastinate. And so, with that, I will wrap up our topic, our discussion about whether there is progression between kingdoms in the afterlife. This is an Interpreter Foundation discussion. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. Join us again soon.